still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Where's Ian? He's supposed to be here by now.
Yeah,
what's going on? Where's
that.
Our homosexual? We need him immediately. It's 9:07 in the morning sickness. So the good thing is, Zach from Four Peaks is coming in here in just a little bit, and he's going to give us some of that Holmberg Bound first taste.
Tall man?
Bringing in ground. Yeah, tall man's coming in. It's going to be great. And this time, we're getting him a dog, because last time, he stayed next to me while the puppies were in hand.
Tonight, he's going to find it in his heart.
In his heart and home? Yeah, beware, Brettos. But there will be puppies tonight. It should be a pretty fun event. People are all chiming in with their neighborhood pooper stories, and there are several of people who can't believe Brady doesn't see a man pooping on his bed as an attack in itself. What if he has a gun, Brady? You must shoot
the
defecator.
It's nature, John. It's nature.
It isn't. And then Leland nails it. He says, "You fool, John. Don't ask Brady if he's going to do anything to a man pooping in his bed. Ask him what he does if someone breaks into his house and starts eating that brisket he's been broiling up
Boom!
In the backyard for 12 hours. And he's not even eating it. He just chews it and spits it on the floor. So he's wasting it and disrespecting all of that."
Yeah.
You'd shoot a man who came in and broke in and started to eat your brisket.
Yeah.
And that's easier to imagine, that you've got that smoker in the backyard wafting all that delicious brisket stink all over the hood, and then some guy jumps the fence and goes in there. I'm eating this. This is unattended brisket. This is mine.
He's crossed the line.
And you're going to shoot him on your back patio, where truly he's not posing a threat at all. He's
Especially because your smoker is like really close to your patio door.
That's right. It's all bad. There's Ian. Not yet. Not yet. And
I'm not on yet. I'm not on yet.
No, you are here. Not yet. Oh, not yet. And... Hey, everybody, Ian Canfield's here. It's time to get Ian in. You don't have guns in England, so if somebody... I don't know if you've been listening.
Oh,
somebody,
I heard this. I was just saying, like, I have not owned a gun, but I probably should, and you can't have them in England. I mean, you probably can, but if you did what you said you would do, if I had a gun, is exactly what I would do, and that is the correct response. If you did that in England, you'd probably be arrested, and you'd be the one thrown in jail. There was a famous case... God, my God, you've started me off already.
Go ahead, anti-England,
the bloody liberals...
God. You'd have to wait for the bobbies to get there to
beat him with
the
stick.
There was a famous story, that there's probably many cases like this, but for some reason this one got a lot of attention probably about, I don't know, 15 years ago in the UK. A farmer had some guy that was like a drug addict who was trespassing on his property, and he shot him dead, and the farmer ended up doing time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds
of... Well, there's things that I've been told by police officers who will remain anonymous, who say that if somebody breaks into your house... you have every right to get them and stuff. You defend your house and just make sure that you say you get rid of them. Like, you have to have the guts to kill them. And then say, I feared for my life. But
right.
The dangerous thing is if they start to leave and you follow them and shoot them, then you're in trouble.
Because they're not on your property.
They're
no longer a threat.
Right. Once they leave the property, then it becomes another problem, because you can't just go shooting willy-nilly outside.
No, well, that's sensible.
So it's sensible, but
I mean, you'd want to shoot at someone outside if they just S'd your bed.
Yeah, and you would have a hard time not having a court understand why you did that.
Right.
But it is illegal, and it is it's not even a gray area, really. If they're leaving and are no longer a threat, you can get in trouble. But as the cops told me, always leave one story, yours. If you're going to take care of somebody in there and then drag them back in the house.
Right.
And they'll say the blood trail says that he's trying to get away. Then they'll do an investigation and realize he just broke in. You killed him and put him back.
Right.
They'll help you out.
Broke in and then, messed up your bed.
Yeah. Now, this is only for white people, by the way. This advice only applies to the whites. I have no idea I'm only speaking as a white man, but I can't imagine giving that same advice to a person of color, because, the fair shake ain't going to fly when you're like, well, they drug him back in the house. You're going to jail, dude.
Uh-huh.
But this only applies to whites, because I admit it. I'm not saying it's right, but it is the case. If we shoot you and drag you back in the house, the cops are going to tend to listen to us. Well, John wouldn't have done that. I remember I got the cops walking up to my house, three of them one time, and walked up to the place and looked at me. Stared for a second, and I'm standing in front of you. I'm like, what's going on, guys? Everything good? I don't imagine your name is Rajiv Mahanahasapan. No. Did you rent a U-Haul in the last couple of days? No? Yeah. Somebody used your address. I'm like, oh, wow. And, the question that he asked me was, Are you this guy? No.
Can I just say?
Did you rent a U-Haul? No, I didn't. I wasn't. I was just kept my cool. They believed everything I said immediately.
The thing that struck me about this story, though, is they sent three cops to investigate a U-Haul fraud.
Rajin and Nanahasapan is probably going to turn that into a bomb.
Okay.
That's their thinking.
Wow.
They see me and they're like, we're safe.
Right.
Because, you know, there I am in the front yard in a pair of boxing shorts, literally boxing shorts.
A couple
shorts.
Of red flags went up there.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
Sure.
Let's make sure if you
missing
U-Haul
and foreign names. People don't like to admit the facts, but that raises some flags. And they see me and they're like, you're not Rajin Hananasapan, are you? And I'm like, no, I'm off the hook. You ask anybody of color that question, it's like, sure, you're not Rajin Nanahasapasapan.
Can we search the house?
Right, we're going to look
Have
for
you
that
Have you been
U-Haul.
Defecating the bed?
Right. You crapped
There's
in
been
a bed.
Lot of that going on, apparently.
Now, in your
what
world, that happens all the time.
I knew this was coming. When I drove in, I swear to you, when I drove in,
and they
I,
get
thought,
shot.
I thought to myself,
he's
going to
know
shot.
What you thought was,
I thought,
oh, no,
oh,
Holmberg's going to know.
Where we're going
to
go.
He's going to talk about all the times that happened to me. He's going to bring it up.
I literally knew this was where this was going to go. I was like, I was even surprised.
Ian, are you telling me that all those times those weren't intruders? That was just a fun Friday.
The consultant would say we have to reset here. This is my dad, Colin, on the phone from England.
No
just in
reason to reset here. People like this show in long stretches.
Oh,
they
okay.
Understand. They don't come and go like they do in your station. But those weren't. We've called the Bobbies many times to come clean up all the defecation. That was your friends.
What a mess, Nigel.
It's Colin.
Colin.
Yes, I also go by Nigel.
It was when they...
Call me whatever you want. Just don't in my son's bed anymore, please. I like your new friends. They don't seem like they're going to poopy all over or use the bedroom as a loo, as it were.
Brady doesn't, I don't know. Early stages of dementia.
Well, perhaps he's crapped his bed a few times just from dinner, but not anyone else's. It's all right to crap in your own bed, isn't it?
Right, yes. It was upsetting when my 18 bedclothes got stained.
We had a serial pooper here in Sussex.
A serial what?
Pooper.
In Essex.
Yes, in Essex.
Yes.
And who Sussex. Was it?
He made the rounds.
He did, yeah, he went all around London. He went east and south.
Liverpool, east end, west end
right.
is what he did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gay section,
the
straight
The
section.
Pet Shop Boys sang about that.
That's
the
right.
east end, west
That's
end
right.
girls. Yeah, what That's do you mean? Exactly. You don't know about the Pet Shop Boys, Dad?
I know the Pet Shop Boys.
You would have watched the Pet Shop Boys on Top of the Pops and gone, well, this is gay.
These are boys, as they're defecating on each other, aren't they? Yeah, I like the Tops of the Pops, and I like the boys that you were mentioning, the Pet Shop ones. They were good.
You liked them, did
yeah,
you?
East End boys, West End girls, right?
Yeah. And then you'd
watch... Well, they know about West End girls, right? West End girls are just boys in dresses.
Well, I think that was what they were saying.
Yes, we didn't know that at the time.
No.
We thought
it was
about love.
No.
Thought it was about love, didn't we?
And then after the Pet Shop Boys, Culture Club would come on and you'd go, bloody hell, what is this? I don't know if it's a man or a woman.
Do you remember your dad's
If it wasn't too bad that there was two puffs playing a keyboard singing about West End girls, now we've got this. Look at this. What is that? What is that?
Fly your dad out one time. We got to get your dad in here for Christmas.
I told you I make him more entertaining than he is.
I know, but still we need... Come on. I don't.
Well, here's the thing.
I make him the most drab gray man ever.
You do. But it's an exaggeration of everything. And the problem with having him on the radio, which by the way is never going to happen, would be that I exaggerate the entertainment, and if he came in, he wouldn't know where the line is drawn.
Oh,
so he's more likely to come in and be not entertaining and say something terrible.
Just dreadful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird though, but that whole pooping in your bed thing is definitely an acquired taste.
Yes, it definitely is. Yeah, you need to, sort things out in that department
is
before
that
you go to that department.
Is that a common
Not
thing?
If you're, not if you're, I knew this would be the
I'm
question.
Asking, you no, guys like it back there.
You have to, no, I told you, you have to prepare for that, accordingly.
Ah.
You asked the,
I did not ask that.
Lady Dalkalax?
Yeah, Lady Dalkalax.
You did, you were just.
No, I said, is it a common practice for you to crap on each other? I didn't say anything about preparation.
You went down this
Too
line of inquiry.
Far.
Who is pooping in the bed? I didn't. So is this a serial thing?
We don't know. So a lady just put it on my next door app.
Accusations.
It's just she walked into her house and found a pile of poop on her bed and said, I assume it's a break.
Talking of next door app, so this thing came around everyone's mailboxes in my apartment complex last week about signing up to like this neighborhood.
Get on it.
Well, do I want to? Because I was looking at it and I'm thinking, is this some kind of scam? because it was all very, like, you know, to my neighbor, and it looked, and the font was very suspicious, and it looked like I was thinking, is this either one of these, is this the new form of the Persian prince that you need to support, right? Because it's that kind of font, because it could be that because of the way it's written, or it's written by an old man who's a real busybody and he doesn't really know how to use computers, which is right. why it appears the way that it does. So I don't know whether it's a scam and I should be signing up to protect the you know, the area of Central Phoenix where I live,
right.
or you know, is it just that it could be the modern day version of what my nan used to call curtain twitching?
Yeah, right. Peeping Toms, right? Yeah.
Well, no, not Peeping Toms. That's a different thing.
Well, you're just too curious and you're looking out the window.
No, Peeping Toms in England would be when you're actually watching people have sex. That's a it has
well,
to
you're
be
just
sex.
Watching anybody. Right?
No. Peeping Toms
it has
is
to be
sexual.
Sex?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because that's how I was brought up.
No.
It went
no, 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 you weren't brought up as a peeping Tom.
They're peeping
this is taking
for that
a turn.
Reason.
Well, no, I'm saying they're peeping for that reason, but how would they in fact know someone's having sex? A peeping Tom is just somebody peeping
that's
in windows
when
in
nosy
hopes.
Ned steps in.
And they're in hopes that someone's having sex.
Yeah, but they're intentionally doing that, whereas a curtain twitcher yeah. is the kind of person who anytime someone's walking down the street or they're at their doorstep, they're like, oh, what's going on? Like my nan used to live opposite some people. Is this Brady? Does this okay? Let's. My nan used to do this. Let's see if Brady also does this.
Yeah, he does.
Interview.
I would
take
be. I'd be around my nan's when I was about five. She wanted to ingratiate me to curtain twitching, right? Mm-hmm. Because she would get a chair, so I'd be too short to see out of the kitchen window. So she'd get a chair, so I could stand on the chair and join her. For the, you know, spying on other people in the neighborhood and things like happen that would be like noon. So she'd be like, oh, that bloke's gone there. I think he's the new boyfriend opposite, right? And I'd be on the chair going, oh, okay, Nan, right? And then it'd be about noon and then the woman would come to the door and I don't know if in my head this happened all the time, but it definitely happened once. My nan would go, yeah, she looks drunk again.
Like, she knows.
Right? And she would know. And what would happen was I remember like my family would take vacations, right? And we'd come back and go see my nan and granddad. And me and my sister as little kids would want to say all the things that we'd done on vacation or whatever. And my granddad wasn't interested in any of that. He'd just be like, yeah, well, that bloke over the street was doing this and then blah, blah, blah. And right. It was the rundown of the most mundane thing of just like, you know, no one was committing any crimes. I mean,
he knows everything.
The police may have been called once in about 5 years, but it was everyone's, you know, everyone's business. So I'm wondering if I sign up to this. You know, is it good? There's three options. It could be good for the community. It right. could be a scam where they're just going to try and get details from me. Or it's the modern form of curtain twitching. Because saying that Brady does this, also, yeah. I go back to the suspect font. Brady is a man who still faxes. And this also makes me think this is old people who have just, you know, found that, yeah.
Brady's in your guest apartment.
Is it yeah. you? I didn't
he
think
wants
of
to know
that.
The neighbors. That could be. That's how you do it.
Well, but, there's one good, you know, upside to the Nextdoor app, Ian, is you have a potential of finding some good Trump collectibles.
They do sell collectibles on there.
But this
like
is
a big garage
but
sale.
No, see,
ends.
If it was next... So
or
I've
if you want to sell some Iron Maiden stuff.
What are you suggesting?
Either one, you know.
How dare you?
Why would he ever do such a thing?
How you're suggesting I would break up with my Iron Maiden? I've broken up with men before yeah. I broke up with Iron Maiden.
Yeah. Well, there could be that
you.
One Marine. Yeah.
Brett Vesely told me a story that he went to Brady's house once to pick up furniture or something, or giving him a table or something. I don't remember what it was. And he said, while he was in the house, Brady stood at the screen door and goes, there's Kenny off for the day. Ah, laser's home. And he's like, he stood and watched people come
that
and
is
go.
Literally what my nan used to. That's what I was referring to.
Guardian angel.
Is that what it is?
Is
or
it?
Is it just guy who dreams of being outside. And you're like boy in the bubble with a screen for no reason. It's
kind of
cute.
Kind of. Because here's the thing with my granddad. Although I'm like this now, but we live in an age of technology where there's no excuse for someone showing up at your door unannounced. But back in the day, that obviously used to happen quite a bit. So he would be up at the window, him and my nan, like watching. But if anyone ever came to the door, terror.
Right.
So you've been spying on your neighbors all day.
No one's pooping in my house.
Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah. literally, like, whatever the UK equivalent of Days of Our Lives was, couldn't wait yeah. for the ad break to come on so he could run back into the kitchen and go see what was going on.
You know what I kind of miss about the old days of pop-ins before cell phones and stuff was the curtain twitch and to see who's at your door and then the hiding. Like, how long are they going to stand there? Like, we had a guy came to our house every once in a while, Howard, and he'd pop by just to hang out, but sometimes we didn't want him over. And he was a friend of my dad's, actually. Yeah. My dad's like, Howard's here. And we'd all lay down in, like, hiding spots because so he couldn't peek in windows. And he'd ring the doorbell for, like, a really long time. and finally
leave.
People
would go to the extent to go around to the backyard sometimes to look in the house.
He would rattle gates to see if we're in the back. And I just didn't understand that mentality. And we would literally hide in our family room, like next to the couch, turn the TV off, everything would go dark. And we'd hide until he'd leave.
My my granddad was very proficient at hiding in all aspects of his life because he was so bloody lazy. So he used to work in a factory, and he would moan that he would get busted for having a sleep around the back of one of the machines in the afternoon. Like, he would do that every day. But I remember they call them spy holes in England. They would be in your door. So if you're on the inside of the door, you can see who's on the outside of the door. It's like... See, peeping Tom, peepholes, you're very into peeps.
We call it peepholes.
Okay, spy holes.
The hole on the door that you can see out and they can't, and fish eyes people's faces. Yeah.
So spy holes. So we would be in the...
No, peephole.
Okay, peephole here. There it was in the high rise in North London where my nan and granddad lived. It was a spy hole.
It's still a peephole.
But I do remember the doorbell would go and he'd be like, shh, 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 shh. Like they'd be babysitting, but nan and granddad would be babysitting with my sister and I. And then he'd bend down as much as he could to get right. And I used to go down as if anyone could see through the front door.
Right.
But for some reason, he used to think he needed to be below the line of the peephole. Right.
Spy hole.
What? Yeah, okay. Now you're confusing
me. It's funny to me. Right?
And then he'd creep up and he'd look. And I remember, again, this happened a few times. He'd come back in front. He'd go, shh, it's the tax man.
Oh, man.
And the tax man used to come to go.
He's dodging stuff. That's
obviously. Yeah.
Oh, my.
I mean, when I think about it, I'd be like...
Family criminal.
Have you done... Is this something related to those goods from the kitchen that you're burying in the backyard? No. Like, I have to notice.
Are you dating Mr. T?
What?
Because you got... What's the new the hardware? You got a big necklace.
Oh, no, I've always had this.
Have you really? I don't think I've ever noticed you're a giant necklace.
No.
Oh, it's a skull.
No, it's a guitar on a skull.
Oh, who gave you that?
I've had this since I lived here. Someone in the UK, like,
yeah. Still holding the torch?
Still holding the silver.
I got the necklace on.
It just means
if you would go over to that place in the UK right now and knock on the door, would he be looking at you through the spy hole?
Yeah, would he let you in?
He would definitely, but he does a lot of drugs now, so he would definitely be looking at the spy hole, being like, oh my God, someone's come to my door.
If he saw
you. Be like that movie Spun. Have you ever seen that with Debbie Harry? No? Okay.
No. No one's seen a Debbie Harry movie. If you saw
him, she's a sex line operator. It's good.
Yeah, okay. I'll take your word for it. And if he saw you with a necklace on, would you say, "Oh God, I got to take this off"? He's going to think I'm holding the torch.
No, he'd just go. He'd just go. You've still got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've still got a lot of things.
He had a lot of money. He was the guy that used to run the porn channel with the psychics on it. So. So.
And he gave you that necklace.
Yeah. Well, he used to run a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's in London. Why are you so excited about
it? I'm not excited. I'm just saying. I think this is you're shooting out. Like, would you be happy if a guy you're seeing was wearing a necklace from a guy he was seeing? Oh, that's memorabilia. That's mementos. You got to go.
Until you brought it up, I didn't even consider it.
Get that off or just confront your feelings. Clearly, there's still something there. You need to close the store. There's closure.
Just like the necklace. What's the what?
Not how it works.
According to you, it's my necklace,
Brady,
and my
it's
ex.
Just a, you know, it's just a friend necklace, kind of like, I like you, here's a necklace.
No, or Brady, they were having anal sex.
Okay, then it's a little more than a friend.
Just a little. Just to weave it over the line.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't consider a friend a friend, right?
Friends will be friends right till the end, as Queen sang.
Right in the end, sometimes, right? Friends will be friends in the end.
And they keep the necklace.
You definitely got to lose the necklace.
That is
I've never.
Memento. He's been hiding this story.
I haven't.
It's a love memento.
I have never considered this.
Now you know, after just one little sentence, that's a love memento. Eric, how many things are you wearing currently that were given to you by an ex-girlfriend?
Zero. As if anyone's ever bought Eric anything.
Well, if they did it, you get in big trouble, right?
Yeah.
You can't have that. Even dating, even out on the thing. If you're dating or if you're even at a bar and somebody's like, I like that necklace. Oh, an ex-boyfriend gave it to me. He's immediately going, oh, okay.
Plus, it does mean you're still
you got to think
you're holding a flame.
Certainly does.
I've never, ever, ever considered this.
Yes, you have. You don't have to. It's subconscious.
No, because you're considering it for me.
Because somebody has to think.
I love that John is my gay brain. That's how it works on this show, right?
I'm your logical brain.
Unless it's worth a lot of money.
Is it valuable?
I don't know. It's probably...
Then it's sentimental. beautiful.
I think you could buy that at Spencer's.
That's right.
So you
it
can,
looks
you
to
can
be
get rid of it.
Maybe
worth.
It's different in a gay relationship then. That the
oh,
mementos
are
okay.
Your old friend, he's down the street. I'll just tell him he's still wearing all the mementos.
He's actually not that far from my dad.
He's not too far from you either. At least your heart.
And I heard you drive back. It's a peephole, you son
it's
of a bitch.
It's a peephole, I know. It's not a spy hole.
If you're going to live in America, you need to speak English.
Oh, man.
No reason to disparage his mother.
That's wow. right. That's what the Trump supporters say, right?
No.
Oh, my God.
No one says that.
Are you a little scared that Hillary's going to be arrested for Epstein? My God.
Ah, here we
oh, go.
Go
for it.
Here we go crazy. Oh, geez. The guy probably gave it to Ian to cover the pearl necklace he gave him earlier.
Oh.
Now, thank you very much. Sean Lloyd, everybody. Softball. Sean Lloyd. Nice
All right.
Job.
No one has ever – there have been, you know, a few acquaintances
Let's call
since
– Let's call this guy and make this happen.
No, we're not going to do
we'll
that.
We'll meet somewhere in the middle. You know, we'll fly you somewhere.
What, like Canada?
No, that's no, too, is that, no, too it's north and too bad. I mean, southern states, but somewhere in the middle.
Right. Okay.
Fly him out and you go over. And
I really don't think
Does
he's got
know
a problem
you still
with
wear
this.
It?
He wouldn't have a problem with it. He'd be thrilled
yeah.
to know that his ex-girlfriend is like still in. Ian is still into him. Sorry, that's habit. That just fell out of my. I didn't actually intend to do that.
How long were you in love?
Yeah.
Oh, a few years.
In it the was UK. Marrying material. This was a thing.
We had a great little relationship going because he ended up renting a flat like one block up the road from mine from a mutual friend, which is how we met. So we yeah. had this like almost living together but not scenario where we had our own flats. That's why it lasted about 5 years.
Because you had two places close
literally.
Enough to walk.
Yeah.
You could
literally.
Walk home all dizzy.
Yeah.
You know, covered in necklaces.
Sea legs.
He found another necklace. This guy's known for it.
I'm going to get you a permanent necklace. You'll never forget me, you will. I'm going to go play football.
Is he with somebody better now or what?
What?
Has he moved on?
Yeah, has he moved on? Has he got a new flame?
No, not now. I don't.
Ah.
He did.
Oh.
Well, we both moved on. And by the way, I moved 5,000 miles away.
Did you? Maybe physically, but emotionally, you're a foot away from him.
You're not letting
he's,
go all
he's
the not, way.
He's still holding on to your neck.
No,
That's
you know,
a
this is like, this is always, no one who I've ever been with since has brought up anything to do with this necklace,
no
which
one
is what, right?
Has been. As in tune to things.
Like
as
I said,
I am.
The gay brain.
I've got it. Well, somebody's got to use it. Clearly you're not.
Right, clearly.
Walking around with all these I'm in love with a guy in England shirts.
You had a guy absolutely loaded.
Let's yeah. call him.
I want to call him. That's yeah, why.
Let's call him
you
up.
You want to call him up and tell him? Do you
no.
think it means anything I'm still wearing your necklace?
No.
That means the world to me right now.
Is that what he sounds like?
I'm not playing football today. I'm flying in.
If he wanted to get back together?
He was talking about flying in for a visit.
Oh, how about a visit? You still got all your bubbles? Where are your bubbles? Put your bubbles on. I'm coming out.
Was he gruff like that?
You know, the thing is, he really is. Because,
he is.
Because he came.
Because he bought you the necklace.
No,
I'm
because.
The man
no,
this
he.
One.
He
Eat some bubbles.
Eat
that.
Eat this.
Eat this. Put it this way.
That's a lot closer to Dean than your impression of my dad is yeah. to my dad.
Aye, Ian, it's Dean. I'm skipping football. Come over.
No, that's not like my dad. That's like a cross between Dean and my dad. You're getting them confused.
That one is?
No,
I'm not.
That's what.
Don't you dare compare me to your dad.
He came from Essex, which is the same place that I'm from, but I lost the accent, so he's like a lot more like, you know.
Oh, he's got a little bit of the little diction issue.
It's a bit like,
It's Cockney, but not quite.
It's kind of like Jason Statham a bit.
Oh, right.
Like that, kind of like, you know.
A little at the top. Like, either way, take my Umbros down.
Drop the Umbros.
Drop my Umbros. Look what we found. When did you get here? TikTok. Get on it. I need two hands and a face on my clock right now.
Oh, my God.
Clock, pervert.
Yes, I know.
Fix it.
I do. Well, I do need. I do.
Fix it.
I do need some stuff doing around the apartment, and he's very good with that.
I'm
so
quite handy.
He
now
is very handy.
One.
He's one of.
You can be handy.
I'm handy, and you're handy. Do it.
Right. Okay.
I got football at five.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Pull me Umbros back up.
£20. You rip my Umbros.
How did this not work out?
With all your blood and such.
It was good for like a long time.
My Umbros are covered in blood again.
How many Umbros did he leave at your flat?
I can't play
piece of game of football with bloody Umbros, people will know.
Hey, but Dean, you never made a mess in the bed, did you? And that's a problem here now, apparently.
Oh, no, I never made a mess in the bed. I got control.
Yeah.
Did the break happen because you found someone else's Umbros in the flat?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm telling you, those were my Umbros. I've lost weight.
Was there cheating?
No, there wasn't cheating.
I was cheating. I was violently cheating with other guys in Umbros.
He found another Judas Priest fan.
I found myself quite attractive, Eric, and so I found men that looked like me. I gave Ian the necklace because he was a good little bird, but there's a certain need a man has. I like to wrestle. I'll meet you in Nashville.
I thought Ian was the top. What happened?
Not with me, he's not.
No?
No.
You
know who Vinnie Jones is?
That
you
was
know that I, Vinnie Jones, once.
Ian got a Kobe necklace.
Yeah,
that's an apology.
That was an apology for all the other birds I was dinging. I broke it. Look how strong I am. I broke the microphone.
John is so into doing an impression of my ex who he's never met. He's just broken his microphone.
Never met. Wow. It's like he's here.
Well, in some ways, it is.
Look, Toledo snuck up behind me. That's Jeremy.
It is kind of here.
Hey, old Jer, yeah. Get your hands off my stuff. I swear to God, I'll kill you right in front of my boyfriend.
He was never violent like that. He was just
not
like...
Not anymore, but since you left me...
All right, you've got angry. Right.
Quite angry at
yeah,
you.
No, I understand.
Oh, those bloody Umbros.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Well, you could call me, love. What's wrong? What I do to you, bird? Come here. I don't mean to rough your feathers. Oh.
Was he tender, too?
He used to like watching a lot of Knight Rider. I mean, imagine what a great match that was.
That is a good match.
In fact,
Why did it end?
It just kind of like fizzled out.
There's more to this story.
There's something there. We're not.
Oh, look, love, I'm sorry. Here's a necklace. I made it myself. I forged it myself.
He forged
did he do
stuff.
Some smithing?
I forged this for you. Oh, baby teeth. My own baby teeth. My mum saved them.
Yeah. He could do a lot of stuff. That was another good thing. He was one of these very unlikely gays who could fix your computer or your car. I used to have him doing a lot of bits and pieces. You know.
IT mechanics, you know, all the sort.
Yeah. He would always joke that he would be around with his toolkit out while I just stood there with a latte. That was very much the dynamic of the relationship. Yeah. And I'd be like, but you're good with... I would say, you don't want me to use your toolkit. I'm no good with those things.
Nah, too many cooks. Step away.
Right. Literally that. You used to be like, just have your coffee, I'll do this.
That applied in the bedroom as well. Didn't it, Ian? That's right. Tell our tale. That's our secret, love.
Let's call Dean. I like Dean.
Oh, God. He sent me a text message the other day about
when he was wasted.
There's still some contact.
Oh,
about,
this is alive.
Yeah. You owe us this because you've only gotten us one
guest.
Dean
is the guest. 5,000
miles away.
So what? You still talk. You're wearing his clothes.
I'm not wearing his clothes.
You got his baubles.
Oh, my God.
You know it's true. If Dean came back, it's on.
Well.
Yeah. See, there's the flame. Why don't you just admit it? We're just 20 minutes of Dean the character, and all you had to say was yes.
Well, because your impression of Dean the character was amusing and quite close to the actual character. I mean, I was like,
so now you're attracted to my Dean. Like,
he's freaking
God.
Out right now.
I was like, John's Dean's making me so horny.
My phone's going to ring later. It's like,
hey, John, it's Ian. You mind doing the thing?
10 o'clock.
It's 10:30. I gotta get up in the morning.
Just 5 minutes.
You're the thing about the Umbros.
Yeah, talk about the bloody.
I've got a latte. Can you get out your toolkit?
Oh, Dean, I've got coffee. Hey, awesome. How is the football match?
All right, just this once, Ian, but it's over after this, right?
Oh, there it is. Zinc done.
Oh my God!
Want some beer? Let's have some beer. The guys from Four Peaks are here with me.
Oh, we have.
Have you had Holmberg Bound yet? You might have had it last year. The beer that they poured last couple of years.
Yeah, ago. I had it last year.
This was. You did have Holmberg Bound. You didn't have the other one.
I can't remember
been
which
three.
One I had.
All right, we'll see if you like this one. Holmberg Bound's back, and we're gonna have a party tonight, 6 to 8 o'clock, over McClintock and Rural, essentially on 8th Street, Dorsey. Four Peaks Brewing Company is having a party, and I'm going to be there. Tap the Kegs, Holmberg Bound. The HB is back, and all the proceeds benefit our friends at Humane Society. I'll be there tonight. Hell yeah, tickets, happy. And Tool might have some Tool sign-ups for you. That's pretty sweet right there. So tonight over in Tempe, 6 to 8, we'd love to see you. We're going to test it out here, make sure this batch is appropriate. Speaking of appropriate batches, Dean, next week's guest on Thursday.
Right.
Yeah?
Right, yeah.
Why not?
Because most people don't want to do radio.
Who left who? Did Dean leave you? Or
I left him.
You left him.
Yeah.
So it was cheating.
Biggest mistake.
There was no cheating.
There was the fizzle out thing. And
no.
Then to continue to wear his necklaces.
No.
There was now just, you want him back. There was,
and you would take him back.
This is unbelievable.
Only if there was more sobriety.
He's a drunk.
No, there was too many drugs. No, drugs
and
with
drugs.
Him.
Oh, is he still doing that?
Probably, yeah. Well, I haven't seen him.
Yeah, you got to get away from that.
Well, I'm 5,000 miles away. You're the one who brought us back together. Yeah.
Shoot heroin with Dean. Come on.
Let Dean have his thing. Fix Dean.
Yeah, get him fixed.
We could do an intervention, maybe.
We'll help Dean. Dean,
yeah.
How about I tell Dean this?
Brady's going to be like, hey, I got a two-step program. One, I'm getting you off the cocaine. Two, you're going to go straight. Just strict, stick with me.
I'll call him up, and you'll hear,
ahoy, hoy.
Hey, Dean, it's John. I'm friends with Ian. You like drugs.
I love drugs. Can't get enough. I know. I've got some in me right now. I've got more coming. What do you want?
Ian will get back together. Ian will be your drug. He'll inject himself into you every night if you just give up the heroin.
I've always loved that little bird. God damn it, it's a hard choice. I choose Ian right now for drugs. I'll fly out.
Great, okay.
If you gave up drugs, would you take him back?
I would consider having a conversation with him.
Ah, here we go. That's a bird I know. All it takes a little chat, right? Have a little love chat. Oh, sure, I'll quit drugs. Don't worry. Now, take this.
The likeliness in the voice is quite astounding.
Is it for someone? I know he's happy about this.
We're going to send him some Umbros.
He's making it work for himself, he is. Football, you, then go home.
Knight Rider.
Little Knight Rider.
He loves Knight Rider.
Towel off
Sent me a text the other day going, do you know, I think Knight Rider made me gay. And then we got into a whole conversation about that.
No, it wasn't a Knight Rider. It was all the butt. That was it. That's what made me super gay.
You're texting too. Texting and calling.
About, and a text message that went.
I had no idea.
What was the last text? How did they end? Was it heart emoji?
Yeah.
Got football, got to go. Heart, heart, eggplant.
Eggplant.
Peach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eggplant peach is my winner and your bum. Bye.
Thanks.
Do they have a heroin needle emoji?
Oh, they do. They used to. I think they took it away because I was using it too much.
Irresponsibly,
with Dean.
Right.
Hey, Dean.
Yeah. All right, that's enough. Temptation is hard. I'll be right back after football and drug use.
Right. Yes.
Sausage. Sausage.
All right. We got to move on. For God's sakes. I'm done talking about this. We're moving on.
Okay.
I think it's a good thing for you to move on as well.
All right.
Call Dean today.
It is the holidays.
Come on. It's the holidays. You're right.
This would be great. When you get fired at the end of the year, you just go back to Dean.
Exactly. All right. Yeah, maybe.
Prediction.
See, how much space have you got?
Prediction.
Why would you want to have to start a new job alone?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll call him.
Call him up. You're going to need some support here, evidently.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Eric here soon.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'll be like, how much money are you spending on drugs? Because if you stop doing drugs, you could support me. And then, you know.
Look, I'll come out. I'll give you the what for every once in a while, but you're not going to dip into my pockets.
Well.
Your mouth is better used for other things.
Do you remember?
If I want to hear anything coming out of your mouth, it's just noises of spit and goodbye.
Oh, God. Dean is aggressive.
Dean is very aggressive.
The thing is with Dean is Dean isn't aggressive, but he does talk like that because of where he's from. Like, his tone of voice is like
that.
How can
that not be aggressive?
Hey, look, I'm a poet.
Roses are
red, violets are blue, and I ain't blown yet, so get over here.
You...
don't make it rhyme, it makes it gay.
Yeah, it'd be like, this so-and-so, is he a proper gay or what?
Is he a proper homo?
Yeah, literally, yeah.
Can I toy around with it?
God. I like Dean.
Right, yeah.
And you do too.
If I can get him to sober up, he can be quite entertaining. Right. I don't know
it's
if
it's that
would...
bad.
What?
So he's got a serious problem.
Well, I haven't seen him in a long time, but I'm guessing that. He kind of tries to lead me to believe that he's not anymore, but I know.
Because he's trying to get you back.
I imagine him in Train Spotting with, like, a baby.
No,
That was Scotland.
Close enough.
Yeah, they're the same.
Although, ironically, Dean and I did used to drink with Ewan McGregor.
Is that right?
Because he used to live in the same area. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember that. Remember that night with Ewan, me and Ewan.
I think Dean and
I... We three-timed him. It was great.
We didn't.
We did. I we think got Obi-Wan Kenobi's bat right up in the air. Great night. Then football, then drugs.
Then Knight Rider.
That's enough. Yeah, I got to remember the Knight Rider. All right, we're done. Zach from Four Peaks is here. You're welcome, Zach. We'll talk to
him. We've given you quite a support act.
Exactly. What
an
opener.
Entry, yeah.
It's 9:42. Talk about the Four Peaks stuff coming up next. And taste some of that beer. It's 98.
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98.